Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me back on. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course, I love what you talk about. And, you know, as I'm having my sixth grandchild now, but four children, you know what? Telling them that I love you is so important. And so, of course, joining me is Sandra Magsman. And she is here to discuss her newest book, 100 Words to Say I Love You, and also to share tips to help create a reading bond. And this is so sweet. So, of course, I wanted you back. And for our listeners that might not have heard your last interview, can you share a little bit about who you are?
Sure. I'm an author and an illustrator, and I'm working with Scholastic Publishing, and I create books that help people connect one heart at a time. And this book mm-hmm. is kind of the pinnacle of what that's all about, the 100 words to say I love you. Because, you know, as I was working on this project, I realized that, you know, love is a verb, it's an action. And it's certainly beautiful to say I love you, but there's so many ways every single day that we can teach our children how to love themselves, how to love others, and share love in the world. And that's exactly what this book is.
Sandra, I love that you said how to love ourselves. I don't think we were honestly taught that. Might be like a newer thing. And self-love, not selfish. And mm-hmm. that's something that I really talk about on my show. Even in businesses, we have the imposter syndrome. We have, you know, we're not good enough, and just to love yourself. We're all perfect in our own ways, and especially when, you know, a little girl, a little boy, you know, looks at another child and they see the difference, we're all good. We're all, and we should love every part of our body, every part of us. So I love this. So talk to us about what are we going to find in your book, first of all, and what are all the words? I know we probably don't have, you know, enough time to say 100 ways, but what are some of the 100 ways to say I love you?
Well, I will read you just like the first page and a couple of the ways, which kind of sets the whole stage for it. Now, remember, this is we looked at what is a child's world, and it's the world for a child is waking up, breakfast, you know, maybe going to the playground, going to school, maybe the zoo, maybe the farm. So every page in this book, as you turn the page, becomes a new chapter and a new place where love can be shared and given. So the first one is morning. So we start with love is all around us, everywhere we look. Let's find 100 words and ways to say I love you in this book. In the morning, we greet the day with lots of love in every way. Celebrate others. Be happy. Stay curious. Enjoy the day. Stay caring. Be a good buddy. Create your sunshine and be the best you. So that's the first page. And the way it's broken up is almost like a quilt. There are all kinds of fun characters and animals and sun interacting. And then the message with the word is in block letter above each one. And it's an action and a word. And that's really what pivots this book from all the others, is that it's an action. We're talking about love being not passive, but in action and in small ways for all the days.
I love it. And where'd you get your inspiration from?
Well, honestly, Winnie the Pooh. We were sharing our favorite quotes at a story, kind of creative storytelling time. And I said, you know, I loved it when Piglet asked Winnie the Pooh, how do you spell love? And Pooh said, oh, Piglet, you can't spell love. It's a feeling. And I thought,
You gave me chills.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, all my books are about love in some way or another. You know, and the idea that, you know, we can let children know through reading stories with them, the act of reading, we see them, we sit with them, we share with them. Those are loving acts. But the idea that a book could sort of in gentle ways give ideas for parents and caregivers how children can learn to love other people and love themselves, as we talked about before, is the thing that sets this book apart. And I love all the 100-word books that are out there. It's a fabulous format. We usually learn about first words, first numbers, first colors, first letters. This is the first emotional, you know, learning about our emotional intelligence and learning how we can trust ourselves and care for ourselves and believe in ourselves and dream big because we care about our dreams. And so this book promotes all of that and learning how to be kind to others and thoughtful, which is also loving, how to be a good neighbor.
I love it. And how to be a good person in this world, you know,
person.
Right now.
Yep.
Yeah, we need that more than ever right now. And just caring and, you know, and like you said, love really means so many things, you know, to love intimacy, to love your neighbor, to, you know, hold the door open for somebody, you know, just love in every possible way. And what a perfect month, of course. February is all about love, right?
Yes, it's the perfect month to launch this book.
It's my favorite month, actually. Yeah,
me too.
I love it. And I know, and you know what's funny, I have a sweater on right now that says love, and when I wear it, oh my gosh, people just stop and you know, it's a universal word that everybody knows and wants to feel loved.
And we crave it more than ever, to your point. You know, we've become so isolated in the way we live, you know, with technology. And, you know, technology is fabulous, but it also is a one-on-one situation usually with technology. You're looking at the screen, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at your tablet. Reading with a child is connecting. It is absolutely something you do with another person, with a child. And it couldn't be more important than ever to have kids feel connected and that they belong and that you care enough to sit with them and be with them. That signals a lot of love to a child. And then they feel good about themselves and they have agency and they know they matter. And that's the greatest gift we can give our kids, I think.
I love it. And, it, you know, it's interesting. I have a two-year-old that she's going to be two in a couple days here. And I go over and I just read with her and she picks out the books and then, you know, and we just sit down and it's so simple. So I can't wait to read this one to her. And I love your book. So what's next for you? You know, I think you're on a roll here.
Well, yeah, no, I'm continuing to publish, you know, every year. We have a fun new book coming out this fall, which is Elfie Takes a Selfie. And this elf has real character, and he takes selfies in his job of being Santa's helper. And you learn a whole lot about Santa by the selfies that the elfie takes. And there's a mirror.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you get to take the reader, the child, the parent gets to read, also gets to play a little role in taking some selfies themselves. So that's kind of fun.
Very
good. That'll be
very
awesome.
Okay. Well, I'll have you back. I love
oh,
it.
Yeah.
So we can collect these books for my grandchildren, and I'm sure they love them all. Again, how do my listeners find you, and how do they connect with you, and how do they get your book?
Please do connect with me on social media. It's just my name, Sandra Meg Salmon, on Instagram and Facebook. I have a website, Sandra Meg Salmon, and we have lots of free giveaways there. There's Valentine's Day cards you can print out and color with the kids. There's all kinds of arts and crafts activities. I love arts and crafts. It's so important for kids to make things. So go on my website and check out all the free stuff. And the books are sold wherever you want to buy a book. If you go online, they're on all their online sites. Scholastic has a website. You know, your local bookstore, if they don't have it, they'll order it in for you. You know, really anywhere books are sold, my books are there.
I love it. Again, Sandra, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you again, and please keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's really a pleasure to speak with you.
You got it. Keep doing good work. Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I am really excited to have Edwin Cazaron, did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay, back in the studio with me. And of course, he already has his glass of wine. Cheers to me, right? I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I gotta get mine.
Happy hour started already.
There you go. I love it. And so glad that you are here. And of course, we're going to be talking about all the changes and exciting 2026 is bringing. And of course, tell everybody a little bit about you and your restaurant and who you are.
Thank you. Yes, it's always good to meet you and hang out with you. You've become more than just, you know, you're like family to me now. So I always appreciate hanging out with you.
Yeah.
My name is Edwin. I'm the owner here at Marcello Ristorante in Thousand Oaks. We took over July of 2024. As most of our people know here, or most of our clientele that's come in here, we've been operating, or the restaurant's been operating since 1989. So for going on 37 years this year. We're super excited. I've been in the restaurant industry nearly 10 years between managing and consulting and, just having a lot of fun with it, you know, creating new items and creating new concepts and things like that. So we're looking to have a lot of fun here.
How fun. And you, it's you and your brother, right? And of course you guys grew up kind of in the kitchen cooking with your mom, right? And now you guys are, you know, it takes like, so you basically took over the restaurant in 2024. So it's coming up on your second year. Congratulations,
yes.
Right? It's enough to have your feet wet, your hands in it. And like now to know, like, okay, what do we want to change? And of course, 2026 is going to be the year, right? That you've got all these ideas. I know you've been sharing a little bit of them with me. And of course you've got your wine dinners and you've got, you know, just the things that you guys do there is so special. And tell everybody, first of all, where you're located.
We're located at in Thousand Oaks, right across from Dave & Buster's, DSW Nordstrom Rack. We're at 140 West Hillcrest Drive, suite number 117. And yeah, so We're great parking, ample parking, plenty of space. It's very easy and accessible to get to us. And so I'd like to call ourselves the hidden gem of Thousand Oaks.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So let me ask you a question. First of all, what is one of your, now that you've been there for a while and people are, coming in and sharing your specialties, what is your specialty that you actually,
Ooh.
think that is the most popular?
That's so hard, but I want to say that people truly love our, and I think this is what's really special about us that holds us apart from most places is we have a veal ossobuco. Our veal ossobuco is a traditional Italian dish. It comes on a bed of saffron risotto. It's amazing flavor, braised for 3 hours and in the oven and I want to say that's probably what we're most known for. Our lasagna as well, very traditional lasagna dish. People love, I would say those two are very, very popular here.
Very good, very good. So let me, I know that you've got some things that you're going to be changing and some specials that are going to be coming out, and of course, some events that are coming out. What is it that you want people to know about the changes? And of course, February, of course, is one of my favorite holidays. The whole month is all about love, and I know that you're going to be celebrating that, right? Date night, family night, just bringing love in, not only in your food, but in the families that come walk through your door, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're planning on doing something really fun for Valentine's Day. We're doing a three-course meal here. Things that are not on our regular menu, so it's something totally different. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. I'm really excited for people to try it out. So, anybody is obviously welcome, and we would love for them to make their reservations either on our website. They can also visit opentable.com and make their reservations there. But you mentioned something being with family, being together, and all that. Aside from Valentine's Day, we also offer a lot of catering. If anybody's hosting a Super Bowl party or anything like that, they can just let us know ahead of time. We're also doing catering for Super Bowl. We know a lot of people are going to be home, probably spending time with their families as well, but we'll be offering that also.
There you go. What is it that when you think of Super Bowl, what will you be serving, do you think?
I think a lot of pizzas, pastas, salads. I mean, you can't go wrong. We offer all of that here, so.
Right. What's your okay, so let's talk about your pizzas, okay? Because when I think of family, I'm like thinking a Caesar salad and a pizza. Is your pizza thick crust, thin crust? What's your favorite?
Great question. Great question. So we offer one size pizza here.
Okay.
It's about 12 to 14 inches. And the reason we have that range because, rolling out the dough and, shrinkage in the in the oven and all that does tend to happen. But our pizzas we offer, generally there's two that we offer on our menu, but we're very flexible. We offer other options as well. We have a margherita pizza, which is what we're really known for. Our other option that we have is quattro stagioni, which stands for four seasons in Italy. And
Okay.
we offer that comes with marinated artichokes, red onions, tomatoes, black olives. It's prosciutto. It's incredible, but a lot of people want to be customized with it, and we can definitely do that.
Oh my gosh, sounds so good. And you have one of my favorite Caesars there. And I know I tell you that all the time. So yummy. Do you also bake your own bread there?
We do not bake our own bread here. I wish we would. However, I'm actually working with somebody in my family who's a bread maker,
Oh,
and we're
bringing
planning on
all
doing.
the family in. I like
Yes,
it.
yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
She specializes in sourdough bread. However, I'm working with her on recipe to create a ciabatta bread or even a focaccia bread here, and where it'll be our tableside bread or even what we use for sandwiches and things like that at lunchtime, even for our pizza dough and all that stuff. So we're working on a few recipes, but that stuff takes time. We want to make sure we perfect it as much as possible.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so first of all, I know that you have wine dinners. Talk to us about that. I know you're just going to take all of February to really just do, in restaurant, without the what do you call it? The wine dinners, right? But talk to us about your wine dinners when you have them.
Yeah, so our wine dinners generally are very heavily focused on Italian food, obvious reasons.
Right.
However, actually, there's something I've been talking to a couple chefs about revamping that. And what we want to do is start doing a wine dinner that's focused on just food from around the world, even wines from around the world. As I obviously we love Italian food, right? And we're an Italian restaurant. We also want to have a lot of fun here too, you know? So we're planning our next wine dinner in March. We don't have a set date yet. We should probably have that hopefully in the next like week or so, or
Okay.
maybe 2 weeks. But we want to do our wine dinners consist generally of like 5-course meal with 5 different wines that we pair with it. And so we start usually with heavy, sorry, from light to heavy. And so yeah, this last one that we did last Wednesday was great. It was technically people paid for a 5-course meal, but we ended up having a 6-course that was kind of a surprise for people, which was nice. And
Oh,
something different, we
yeah.
added a tuna tartare as like a tuna tartare with prosecco to start people off, just as a complimentary thing.
Right. And what was the 5-course meal?
The 5-course meal, we had the tuna tartare. Well, the tuna tartare was our reception that we gave out, and then we had burrata cheese with a little salad with it that we paired with a Sauvignon Blanc, and then we had a shrimp and octopus skewers with a fennel vinaigrette on top of
Oh
that,
my
which was
gosh.
it
Okay.
was that was incredible.
Yep.
We also did a gnocchi and a gorgonzola sauce with mushrooms and peas. We also did a short rib, and that was braised in a house-made sauce. I can't tell you the recipe, but it was a
Have a
house-made sauce
homemade
that we did
sauce.
with mashed potatoes and truffle oil on that.
Wow, sounds delicious. And now, do you do a dessert with all that?
Oh yeah, and then we ended it with a dessert. We had a house-made tiramisu that we did with a tawny port wine.
Oh my gosh, that
Yes.
sounds so good. Where do you get all your inspiration? I know that you have a lot of your recipes that have been in the restaurant for a long time. When you bought the restaurant, did they give you the recipes or how does that work?
That's
Just,
a great question. Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, we inherited all the recipes. That was part of our sale that we had here when purchasing it, but at the same time, I have my own vision of what I want to do here. I didn't
Yeah.
want to just keep it all the same. I want to add a few things on there, but a lot of the inspiration I have, I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of Food Network. I have a lot of friends that are chefs. I'm very active on social media, so that I get inspiration from everywhere. I can't take all the credit for it. I
Yeah, but
definitely get.
that's how, yeah, you kind of get a flair from this and put
Yes,
this
yes.
and
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. So a lot of it just comes from, oh, that looks great. Let's take that. Let's take this, and you start piecing things together. And yeah, inspiration, I think for most people is different, but for me, with food, when it comes to food, it's that's what I would want to build for myself. That's what I want to have if I go to a nice restaurant. That's what I would want to have if I'm going to be paying for a nice dinner.
Yeah, I love it. And when you think of your restaurant, do you think it's more traditional or do you think it's more family style or like are you kind of a in between?
Yeah, I would say I think it was more traditional previously. I think we're trying to go more into like a family style environment as well. It's a great date night spot to come to. It's a great place to come with family and your children. Even though we don't have technically a quote unquote kids menu, we're very customizable here. We make anything from there's even things that we don't have on our menu that we make for our customers because they've been coming here for so long, they realize we make it so well. Like our chicken piccatas, our chicken marsalas, our chicken parmesans, and
And you don't have that on your menu, though? You
it's
don't?
not on our menu, no.
Why? And that's one of your top things.
It's we were trying to stay traditional, and we're also working at kind of revamping our menu as well.
Okay.
Where these are things that me and my brother were discussing and seeing what we want to do with bringing kind of like a new flair here. I think one of the things that Thousand Oaks is missing is a place that people can come to that aside from just being traditional, but bringing just great flavors to the table and things that people probably have never even heard of, and for people just to try out.
I
It's
love
going
it.
to be a lot of fun.
I love it. Talk to us about music. Do you have music or anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we do our regular music on our surround on our speaker system here, but we're doing live music once a month here.
Okay.
And that kind of varies from day to day. There's not like a specific day of the month that we do it on. I would highly recommend people visiting our website, signing up to our newsletter. We discuss all of those things, whether it's for our wine dinners, whether it's updates on our menu, whether it's updates on our on the music nights, any happy hour things. We're offering happy hour Monday through Friday right now. So yeah, it's we're I highly recommend people visiting our website. It's marcelloristorante.com, and they can sign up there and they'll get emails with all this information.
Okay, perfect. And what is your happy hour? What does your happy hour menu look like?
Our happy hour menu, it every day is something different. But Monday through Friday, Monday and Tuesday, I apologize. Monday and Tuesday, we're offering $5 off all of our appetizers and pizzas, and all wines by the glass are half off. So
Oh.
if you're, we have glasses that are, you know, 15, 14, 15, $16, all half off, which is, you know, which is great. And on Wednesdays, we're offering complimentary corkage fee. And so people can bring their own wine in here and it's complimentary corkage fee. On Thursdays, we're offering $2 off of beer. And then on Fridays, with any purchase, any bottle of wine that's purchased in-house, we're offering a free flatbread, complimentary to the table on the house.
Okay, very cool. You got lots of great ideas. I'm excited to try all these. Again, can you give out your website for people and how they can join your newsletter and your VIP group? And then of course how where you're located again.
Absolutely, yeah. So the restaurant is www.marcelloristorante.com. When you go right to our website, there should be a newsletter pop-up screen that comes up that asks you to fill out the information. If it does not pop up for any reason, you'll see at the top where it says newsletter. You just click on that, fill out your information so you can get all the updated information about Marcello. We are located at 140 West Hillcrest Drive, number 117. We're in the same shopping center as the Chase Bank, Chuck E. Cheese, across from DSW, Nordstrom Rack, and Dave & Buster's.
There you go. Everybody knows where those are, right?
Yeah.
So very cool. Again, Edwin, so much, I love having you on and so much su success to you and your brother. And I can't wait for, to come in and keep loving what I come in for, and again, thank you so much for being a part of the brighter side of life and business, the Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You got it.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we talk about the brighter side of life and business. And joining us is Mike Hanley. He's a senior road test editor for cars.com. And of course, what cars are you testing out right now? I know you've been in this business for what, more than 20 years of hand-on automotive, right? Definitely, I'd love to hear more about what you do.
Yeah, so we have a team of expert car reviewers that spend their days testing and driving and living with new vehicles. And that's what these awards really recognize, the vehicles that stand to the top in these six categories. the cars we think shoppers should take a look at if they're considering a new car.
Wow, I love it. So, okay, talk to us about the vehicle of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our best car of the year is the redesigned Nissan Leaf. It's an electric vehicle, but Nissan has transformed it for this year. They've made it quite stylish, quite packed with technology too, and there's a lot of great features in it. One of them is its low starting price of less than $32,000, and that's quite a bit less than the average new car price these days, which is approaching $50,000.
I love it. Okay, so what's the next one in line?
So our best pickup truck of the year is the Ram 1500. This has long been a favorite of ours, and they made it even better for 2026 by bringing back the Hemi V8. It's a great powertrain. It's a powertrain that truck shoppers wanted to see return to the vehicle, and they did this year. A lot of variety of trims for depending on your needs, if you need it for work, if you need something for off-roading or daily driving, or you want a luxury truck as well. There's a version of the Ram 1500 that'll meet your needs.
I love it. Okay. And then what's next on the list? I love this. They're so different in what you're picking, you know? So some are what, work, luxury, family, you know? So, okay, what's next?
Yeah, the next one would be the Nissan Armada. It's our best SUV of the year, and this is a larger vehicle. It's quite capable, can tow more than 8,000 pounds, so a good fit if you have a boat or a camper. Also, if you want to go off-road a little bit too, there's off-road-oriented versions of the Armada, but a really nice driving vehicle, spacious inside with three rows of seating too.
Wow, okay, so that's kind of an all-over. All right, and so now how does that differ from the truck?
So it has the three rows of seats, where with the Ram 1500, you're getting two rows with the crew cab, though it's a really spacious crew cab in the Ram 1500. So if you need that extra row of seating to carry more people, you'll definitely want to look at an Armada.
Okay, next in line.
Yeah, next up was our Hyundai Santa Fe. It's our best family car of the year. It's also a three-row vehicle, but not as big as the Armada, and that makes it easier to drive, a little bit more maneuverable, while still offering great space on the inside and some unexpected features too, like dual available wireless charging pads for the front seat, so the driver and passenger have their own, but great for families who have either small kids or kids that are growing up.
There you go. I love it. Okay. And what's next on the line? I love this. I feel like I'm shopping with you right now, you know?
Yeah, next up is our best EV of the year, and this is also a three-row vehicle. It's the Kia EV9. It really shows how EVs have gone mainstream. So if you need a vehicle for your family, but you're interested in an electric vehicle, the Kia EV9 is a great choice. It has good range, nice space inside, very nice to drive, some nice design cues too.
Okay, and what's your preference about the electrical? Just want to ask you that.
I think it's really important to think how you're going to use the vehicle if you're considering an EV, because there are more considerations than if you're just looking for a gas-powered vehicle. So if you're driving back and forth to work a lot, you have a spot to put a home charger, it could be a really good option for you, because we really recommend home charging. It's definitely needed if you're going to own an EV. But if you don't have that option, it might be better to look at a hybrid vehicle or something that still gets good fuel economy but has the convenience of a gas engine too.
There you go. And Mike, do you have one?
I don't have an EV. I've tested a lot of them, though, and spent time with them. So, and that's what we've kind of understood, is that you have to spend time with them to see how they work. And one of our long-term test cars at cars.com is an electric vehicle. It actually happens to be the Kia EV9. And we've been living with it now as a team, and driving it for more than a year. And it really solidified it as a great choice in the electric vehicle class for us.
Okay, cool. Okay, perfect. And what's next?
Our last award winner is the Cadillac Escalade IQ. It's another electric vehicle. It really brings a lot of the style and presence that everyone knows from the regular gas-powered Escalade to an electric vehicle. It's got great tech on the inside, super luxurious, but it also offers great range. It can go more than 460 miles on a single charge.
That's funny. My son was just mentioning that, and I was like, and our other son has a one that you have to, you know, stop, and he did not think of it through that. He was the first one to get an electric, but he's always, checking it out or at a pump somewhere. Wow. So, okay, of all those, what's your passion?
You know, I really like the Ram 1500. I think they've done a really great job with the truck. The V8 powertrain is great. It's definitely what truck shoppers wanted. But just the variety within the lineup means there's something for every type of truck shopper. But a really nice truck to drive, really capable too, if you're going to be doing work with it or towing with it. So it's a good all-around option.
There you go. And for someone who is like tuning in right now, they feel overwhelmed by all these choices. Which one would you tell them if they weren't wanting a truck? Because we already heard your truck option. Which would you say would be their confident decision on a car?
Yeah, I think the Hyundai Santa Fe offers a really well-rounded vehicle because you can get it just in a gas version. There's a hybrid version option if you want better fuel economy, but it's not too big, so it's manageable to drive. It's relatively affordable with a starting price of around $35,000, so a lot lower than the average new car price of $50,000 these days. So good room on the inside for people and cargo too.
There you go. I love it. And where can, where can my listeners find out more?
Yeah, you can learn more about all of these vehicles at cars.com/awards and also find them for sale nearby you.
I love it. I love it. I love, car shopping, but not really car shopping, car looking. And then I just
car looking, yeah.
Internet. So yeah, car looking, So anyway, super fun. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast and please share our show with everyone.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning and welcome both of you to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, the brighter side of life and business. And I'm excited to share a little bit about your story. And, of course, we've got Chris Draft here and former NFL linebacker. And, of course, you are a lung cancer advocate. And, of course, Jeannie, you are here. Is it? Yeah, Jeannie. And you are the patient, actually, with a non-small cell lung cancer. Welcome, both of you, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. Can you tell us about yourself?
Well, first off, we want to thank Johnson.
Yeah,
first off, we want to thank Johnson & Johnson for setting up. Yes?
Oh, I was going to say, let's start with you first. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. First off, we want to thank Johnson & Johnson for setting up this interview and asking us to share. My wife, Keisha, was diagnosed with lung cancer in December of 2010, 37 years old, in amazing shape, and was challenging me to do P90X and run a 10K race. No history of smoking, just a picture of health. And had a little shortness of breath. She went in and talked to her primary care doc, and primary care doc said, let's get a chest x-ray. The chest x-ray came back, she had a mass in her left lung, and 2 days after Christmas, we confirmed that it was through a biopsy that was lung cancer. And so we found out the most important fact about lung cancer is that anyone can get it. 37 years old, in amazing shape, lung cancer. 2 weeks later, we found out it was stage 4 lung cancer, and she was tested, biomarker testing, right there at the beginning of that journey when we on our first appointment, because there were some new treatments, there were new options. And unfortunately, she was negative for those newer options, so she ended up on standard chemo and radiation, and she passed a year later, December 27, 2011. And so, you know, the work of standing up and making people aware, I used that year as a backdrop, and it, so that I can appreciate somebody like Jeannie, that even though it didn't work for my wife, treatments have now tripled over the last 15 years, and people like Jeannie are able to benefit from it. And because of that, people are living longer and having a better quality of life.
Well, I love it. And Chris, you're the founder and president of the CEO for the Chris Straff Family Foundation, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for what you're doing. Jeannie, what symptoms led you to your diagnosis?
Thank you. I had only had a small cough when I laid down at night. And when I saw my doctor, I told her about it. She said that it was probably just allergies.
Allergies.
And that the cough.
Oh, God.
It was August. I have allergies. And she said that the cough would go away, which it did. And I felt fine. I was in good shape. And 4 months later, one morning in December, I got up and took my shower, and I was so exhausted, I had to go back to bed. I went to the doctor, and she told me that it was pneumonia. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, I was treated twice for pneumonia. I did have a chest x-ray, but it came back inconclusive. So a couple days later, I wasn't getting any better. And my daughter's friend, who is a doctor, told me to go to the emergency room right away. So I did. And that's where I found out that after a CT scan, the oncologist came in and sat down and told me that I had stage 4 cancer. Because I had had cancer 5 years earlier, he said that he would order biomarker testing to rule out that first cancer and also to find any possible treatment options, because I also told him that previous cancer had really taken a toll on me because the chemotherapy was so rough. So I just had to wait for the biomarker testing to come back to see if I could possibly find a treatment that could help me avoid chemotherapy.
And where are you at now? And what do you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, thank you. I'm on my way back. I am doing great. Thanks to that biomarker testing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Do you need how to decide, the treatment plan and all that?
Yeah. Oh, when I was diagnosed, I knew that I had little chance to see another year. But that biomarker testing showed that I had an EGFR mutation, which my doctor told me was good news for me because it meant that there were multiple treatment options that would help me recover from the cancer and turn stage 4 cancer from a death sentence into a chronic condition like heart disease. So after some discussion about the different treatments and side effects, I chose to try Rybrevant. And with Rybrevant and its daily pill last clues. It has knocked the cancer down to the point where my December scans showed that I have virtually no cancer left. And I'm getting back to a more normal life.
Wow, that's incredible. Chris, why is biomarker testing important?
Well, biomarker testing is critically important to understanding what is the mutation that is driving your cancer. Now, we have targeted therapy. That's what Jeannie is on, is a targeted therapy. But it's important to know the actual mutation so you know which targeted therapy that they need. And so that's why it's critical right from the beginning to get biomarker testing.
Right, right. And what can we, you know, I mean, here, Sherry, you had this cough, but you went to the doctors, you asked them. I mean, everybody, it's like you have a cough, a sniff, whatever. They always say it's, you know, allergies. What would you do different, and what would you share with our listeners so that, you know, anybody in that same situation can get the right treatment?
Well, in my case, you know, that cough could have been anything. I learned that lung cancer is a very sneaky disease, and that it's best when you know your body and know, you know, what feels different. And you have to go to your doctor and you have to insist. You have to advocate for yourself. And in my case, you know, I was able to talk to my doctor. I would say to talk to your oncologist and ask him if Rybrevant would possibly be an option for you.
Right. And where can we learn more about this? And thank you so much, both of you, for coming on our show here to share your journey.
Again, I would say that you should ask your oncologist, your doctor. If you want more information on your own, go to Rybrevant.com and get some more information about that. Also, I would like to say that Rybrevant is also available in an injection now. So I can get my treatment in 5 minutes instead of several hours.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Again, please share our show, download our podcast, and wishing you both, good health. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info. liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this. Having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed my guests. And of course, I do want to remind you that if you have a business and you are interested in going to our business mixer, the next one is going to be at one of our sponsors in Camarillo, and that is Manhattan of Camarillo. That's March 12th, 5 to 8, and we are filling up. So if you are interested, text us at 805-419-0008 and just put mixer on there, and then we'll get back with you and get you registered. And of course, you have to register for this. Again, I just want to say have a great rest of your weekend. And of course, February is all about love. And I hope that you love what you do, whether it's your business, your family, just your everyday. Life is so precious. And really, it's all about just taking those small little intimate moments and enjoying them. With that, I hope that you have a great rest of your day. If you miss any part of our show, download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you next week.